Good afternoon. Well, in these 5 minutes, I will try to explain what is the unified communication testbed that we are deploying in Anaya Scientifica. First of all, let me say that CESCA, the company where I work, is a public consortium in Catalonia, in the northeast part of Spain, and it's formed by the local government, 9 Catalan universities, and 2 institutions related to research. And the aim of CESCA is to foster the collaboration among the universities and also to reduce the costs, sharing as many infrastructures as possible. So one of the examples of a shared infrastructure is Anaya Scientifica. Anaya Scientifica is the research and education network in Catalonia. It's connected to the Spanish NREN Rediris, and it connects 90 institutions related to research. And another example of collaboration is the deployment that we have done on the top of Anaya Scientifica. It's a testbed that connects 7 universities and CESCA to a unified communication system that has been developed by an 8th university called UPCnet or Barcelona Tech. UPCnet is a university enterprise born from Barcelona Tech, and they are already using it. It's called eConnect. And the idea is to have a unique identifier. The email address is a unique identifier, mostly based on the CIP.edu project, the CIP.edu ID and architecture from Internet 2. And that's what they also call it, CIPCAT.edu. There are several testbed telephones for each participant institution. Most of them have 5 telephones on their universities, and every participant, every user has the same telephone number and the same dialing scheme that he used to have before using the platform. They can use the same short numbering. Local calls remain inside the university. Normal calls are as usually done, but calls among the members of the platform of the testbed are done using the data network. Mobile devices like this one, like this smartphone, or like this silly clock that has no clock at all. I mean, I think something happened here. Well, the calls with mobile devices work as desktop phones using the data network. I can call from here as if I were in the office. The management of the platform is not centralized. Each university can manage its own users, but there's a single and neutral entity, CESCA, to centralize all the incidents and coordinate the testbed. The aim is, again, to foster the collaboration and to reduce the cost. So there are 3 main ideas. One of them is the email address is the unique identifier. Another one, the web account for each user to manage their calls is very easy to use. And another one is that users can bring their corporate telephone number wherever they are. They can use the smartphones by using a standard SIP application like Bria or SIPDroid. And this will allow to make and receive calls. I can receive calls here as if I were in my office. It works with these telephones, with iPad or Android. It doesn't work with BlackBerry yet. So we have institutions that have analog PBXs and digital PBXs. On the left side, you have analog PBXs. On the right side, digital PBX, like a call manager. For this, on the top, you have the university with the telephones of the testbed, and the communication is done via a gateway that we have between the two walls. And when they have a call manager, we have a SIP trunk to the hardware of the platform. The network is private and dedicated to avoid security holes, and the solution is based on free software with Asterisk, Amelio, Apache, Nagios, and so. This is an example of the web for the administrator, where you can see that the user is registered. It has 2 telephone registers. One of them is the telephone on his desktop. The other one is his mobile phone. He can also register a web telephone that is inside the platform. Here you see the web client, the SIP web client. And this is the portal that provides access to all the features and services, including this mobile web communicator. You can see your contacts, your telephone calls received and done. You can also receive your voice messages to the email address and hear them from a web file. And you have a feature called Click to Call that automatically detects the telephone numbers in web pages and use only in need to click on the telephone number, your registered telephone will ring you, and it will automatically ring the other side. And this is what we are doing now, and we will finish this deployment in July. Thank you. Thanks for your attention.